So I actually really enjoyed the energy that, if you haven't guessed by all the song choices, we're talking about grace. And what a joyous thing to be talking about is grace. Because grace is God's gift. In so many ways, we don't 100% of the time accept that grace, that gift that is free. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to say anything. It just comes to us. So we're going to talk about why we don't accept it and how we can accept it. Before we get going, though, I have to ask you this question. How many of us, I'm in it too, are still on track? It's basically the end of the month, still on track with our New Year's resolutions, our intentions. There's a couple firm, yep. Most of us are kind of like, eh. I'm working on it too. And so I was asking myself this question: why do I sometimes find it difficult to keep track of divinity? Because really, the intentions that we went through, those are divinely inspired. I mean, I was with you. I mean, we burned the past. We wrote out our letter of good and expectation. We came back the next week, we did some more meditation, cleared some more stuff out, and now. And all of it is God's grace. How and why do so many of us let it slip away so easily? I am still asking that question of myself, and I ask it to the law of grace is outstanding. Charles Fillmore talks about grace. He says, Charles Fillmore being our, grace means goodwill, favor, disposition to show mercy. Get this sentence. Therefore, we do not hold of this law of grace. We're not bound by anything. We're not in servitude to God, of the grace of God, as some as the sons and daughters of the Most High. So grace, all we need to do is, why do we as humans find it so hard? I mean, I think Karina said it interestingly during her prayer and stuff. I really do think that that's why sometimes our greatest intentions kind of go down to the wayside, because the world comes in. We are filled with faith. We're going to do it. We've got it going on. We're inspired. This year, 2019, is going to be my best year yet. I even said it. It's going to be our best year yet. And you all said, yeah, it is. And the world keeps coming. Whether it's politics, whether it's health, whether it's a snowstorm that closes down a church, no matter what it is. And things just keep moving. And we seem to separate ourselves further and further away. Well, this talk is for us to remember that the grace of God is always there. It is a law. By definition, in Webster, the law is described as a binding custom or practice. It is a rule of conduct. So what we are saying here is that conduct that is binding. It's a rule of conduct that is for us. And that rule of conduct is that whatever you want, whatever you need. Let me ask you this question. If someone came up to you, it could be a family member, it could be a stranger, came up to you and said, I want to make your, you deem as wealth, I want to provide you with wealth. Wealth in money, wealth in health, wealth in relationships, and I'm going to give it to you. What would you think? You're crazy. Delusional. Some of us will go, yeah, if only you could do that, right? Marijuana. Legal in New York. you would think a lot of things. But what I'm getting at is the majority of us, I can't say all, but I think the majority of us here would say you would not accept that gift. And I heard a bunch of nods and a lot of people not wanting to admit that you will not accept that gift. And I'm here standing with you saying that that gift is available, those gifts. Who is, as Jesus put, our Father Here in unity, we say the parent, the father, and the mother. Someone who loves us, a stranger. But, you know, it's interesting. At the 9 o'clock, I said, I can't even remember the question. And a young man in the back answered. I said something to the effect of, why don't we accept this good? Why don't we accept the grace of God? And he rose his hands to my surprise, and I said, yes, Tony. And he said, we have to take treats from strangers. We're taught to stay away from strangers. I said, it kind of blew my mind and took my talk away. And I allowed to do it because it's so true. Why can't we accept the grace of God? Because so many times, God is estranged from us. God is a stranger to most of us. As much as we come up here in the church or around and say, God, we don't physically feel, we don't know, we don't allow the presence of God, we don't allow ourselves to be joined with it. We do continue to estrange ourselves, separate ourselves from the presence of God. And so God then does become a stranger. A stranger who wants to give you everything stranger danger. God becomes stranger danger to us when all God wants to do is just give to his child. His child do or be anything except for exactly who we are. We do not have to do or be anything except exactly who we are. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to control it. Actually, we can't control it. We don't have to deserve it. It's a free will gift of God. The only thing that we control about it is whether we accept it or don't accept it. Sometimes all we do as humans is say, I want God, I need God, no thank you, God. But the grace of God is open to us. And that's why I kind of started off with the New Year's resolution, because divine guidance, divinity within us, divine yourself up into the stillness. You heard this. These are the gifts I want to give you. I will guide you to them. These are the things that will bring heaven here on earth. And they don't have to be material things. Most of the time, it's peace of mind. It's a greater knowing. Even a lot of the times we'll talk about, I want to get to know thee better. Why do we want to get to know thee better? We want to get to know thee better so that we can feel and hear and be the presence of God here to receive. We have to be the recipient of God. But most of us close ourselves off. And being the recipient of God is being the recipient of God. And if you're like me, you're going, God, you don't know what's been in my heart. You don't know what's been in my mind. Walking a mile in my shoes is easy. Being in my mind, that's crazy. It's like, I understand. That's beauty, because God believes that you're beautiful. Every atom, every component of you, whether here on earth we believe you're a little crazy. What does unconditional love mean? Without conditions. There's nothing you can do, nothing that you can say, no matter who you are, that will, we don't understand that. We can't understand that because we're so used to living here on the world where there's judgment, where ourselves be judged by others, where we are crucified, where we crucify ourselves and are crucified by the words and the thoughts of other people who perceive us who we are. Don't understand us for who we are. But God does. See, that's the beauty of God's grace. No matter what you do, all you need to do is say yes. And God's graces. How do we do this? Well, the first thing is that we need to get over ourselves. We need to get beyond ourselves in the world. What do I mean by woulda, and coulding ourselves? We need to stop shaming ourselves for the mistakes that we've made and will continue to make. Because we're all works in progress. We also need to know that no matter how much work we need, and we all need work somewhere, somehow, that God loves you because of the work that you need to go through, because of everything. We're all the beloved children of God. There is no way God cannot love us. It is not in his nature. And the law says and deems that this entity, this presence, all it can do is gift us with its act of love, with its act of creation, which is the act of grace, because the act of grace is moved within us so that we can create a life that is filled with good. I mean, that God's grace is bringing heaven here on earth. I'd like to quote shame and grace. Grace overcomes shame, not by uncovering an overlooked, but simply by accepting us, the whole of us, with no regard to our beauty or our ugliness, our virtue or our vices. We are accepted wholesale, accepted with no possibility of being rejected. Let me read that again. Accepted with no possibility of being rejected. Accepted at the ultimate depth of our being. All we need to do is say, Mother, Father, God, I accept. All you need to do is remember that God is good. Our first principle in unity. God is everywhere present. God is all wisdom, all knowing, and it is good. Second principle, because God, children of God inherited within us, is also innately that we are good. No matter what we've done, innately, we are good. All you need to do is get out of the way. That's how you accept it. That's how you move forward. God is good. I am innately good, even if I've done some bad things. Innately, I'm good. But see, we keep running from God. We keep separating ourselves. You know, most of us will walk out of the church today. I'm going to open myself up to God. I'm going to do what God says. I'm going to listen. And you're going to listen. And you're going to listen. And you're going to hear crickets. And you're going to go, this is hogwash. There is an aspect of retraining ourselves. When we are separated and when we're so far away, we train ourselves not to listen. So we have to retrain ourselves to move forward to not only hear the presence of God, but to accept the presence of God and to know that voice versus your own ego voice. So you have some life work I invite you to do. It's simple. Those intentions that you put down, those resolutions at the beginning of the year, I ask you to rewrite them one in a row. Make three columns. First one are your intentions. Second one are the date that you made those intentions. Know that you're going to make the dates because you're going to continue to have intentions, yes? You just don't have intentions the 1st of January. Your goals, your intentions, the resolutions, they continue to roll as you evolve, yes? So you keep jotting them down, keep jotting down the dates. Third column, when you saw the grace of God come forward and those resolutions came true. That's when you really start hearing, when you see the evidence. That's how we are. You know, I wasn't born in Missouri, but I lived there enough to know that, you know, Missouri has to be shown. God understands that. God loves us. God created us for heaven's sake. So every aspect of us is perfect. So do that practice. And the more you see that the evidence of God is there all the time, the more you'll find yourself hearing and actually listening to the voice of God with your own ego. You'll be able to differentiate the grace of God through all other things, no matter how it's showing up. Because the truth is that no matter where you are in your life right now, the grace of God is here with you. So, open yourself up to the activity of God. Open yourself up to the goodness in all ways. And know that you are. God is the source of all your good. And from all good things, God's grace pours forward. So, I invite you to not only do that life work, I also invite you, if you so choose, if you need some assistance, to use this weekly affirmation. Before we say it together, let me say it a couple times because I just want you to hear it. I want you to see if you can accept the words before you speak the words. I am fully receptive to and accept God's grace. Hear those words. Let them ruminate throughout your being, your consciousness, your heart. See how it feels to you. I'll say it one more time before we say it together. I am fully receptive to and I accept God's grace. If you think you can do that, or if you're willing to do that, let us say this together. I am fully receptive to and accept God's grace. Let that move in. We're going to say it two more times. Yeah, breathe that in. Again. I am fully receptive to and last time together. I am fully receptive to and accept God's grace. It's there waiting for us. Why don't we just say yes? Why don't we just say, God, I accept your good. I am worthy. I am deserving. Just say yes. God bless you all.